Welcome to the sixth training call for the Your Sacred Business Program. This is Joanna Lindenbaum. I hope you're having a great day. And today we are going to be looking at the enrollment conversation, the very important topic of the enrollment conversation. We're going to be doing it in two parts, and today is part one. Before we dive into the material, as we always do, let's take a moment to get settled and centered and create space for coming together and connecting and learning. So wherever you are, I invite you to make some time right here, right now, uninterrupted, just for you. And support that decision by closing your eyes. And taking the time right now to commit to the breath and to following your breath. Inhaling. And exhaling. As you inhale, open up. As you exhale, let go. Using the breath to find the relationship that you want to your body in this moment, the awareness that you want of your body in this moment, and using your breath to learn how to hone in, how to focus in without distraction to yourself and to this very moment. It's so easy to get distracted by our thoughts. Thoughts of what happened earlier in the day, or what's going to happen later, what am I going to have for dinner, I wonder what email is going to come in. But distractions are oftentimes simply excuses for not connecting in with the very moment that you're in, with the very situation that is asking for your attention and your energy, and with the very situation that is wanting a solution. So as you breathe in this way, I invite you to let the thoughts come up if they come up, but then just let them flow right back out of your awareness again as a practice of becoming more fully present to yourself and to the moment. And as you breathe in this way and focus in this way, I invite you to become aware of what your thoughts have been around your business lately. What have your thoughts been like around your business? Have you had thoughts that go something like, things are going really well, or I'm so excited to move forward, or wow, I provide or plan on providing so much value, I'm really excited about that, or let me try this and stretch, even if it's a little bit scary, or have your thoughts about yourself and your business been going in a different direction? have they sounded something like, I'll never get there. Doesn't matter how hard I try, it's not going to work. I'm definitely not going to stretch myself in that way because I'll be rejected. Why do I even bother? So no judgment at all, just gentle observation, loving and compassionate observation. But just assess for yourself, what have your thoughts been like around your business? And as you come into that awareness, I want to remind you that thoughts become things. Intentions create reality. Whatever you intend for activates what you think. Whatever you think activates what you say and what you do. What you say and what you do leads to results and your reality. So you want to be aware and course correct that trajectory by starting way back with your intentions and your thoughts. And so with that, together, we'll take a nice deep breath in and exhale everything out with a sigh. So breathing in. And then allowing your eyes to flutter open and bringing yourself fully present to our call. Great. Well, I am all reared up about our training call today. Today is part one of a two-part training, an introduction to how to have effective and successful and soulful enrollment conversations with potential clients, with potential students, with potential customers, whatever it is for you. And this topic of enrollment conversation is a really big one and a really important one. So when I say it's a really big one, what I mean by that is that this could be literally easily the topic of a five-day training, right? We're going to give you an introduction over the course of this week and next week, but it's really just a beginning, and you'll see more as we get into the material why. Enrollment conversation is a practice that you want to continually be working on and tweaking and up-leveling, and I know for myself, even though at this point I've had well into the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of enrollment conversations and have trained team members and so many entrepreneurs on enrollment conversations, I know that even for myself, I'm always working on this skill for me. And in fact, for my soul-centered leadership mastermind, and my Wise Woman Leadership Mastermind, two other programs that I offer, we recently did a full-day training and enrollment conversation. So no matter where you are in your business, in your experience, you really want to be working on your enrollment conversation and be in process with it. So why? Why is it that enrollment conversation and doing it well and doing it effectively and doing it in an aligned way is so important? Well, because the enrollment conversation is for so many of you, what can make or break new clients and customers coming in to your offering? So let me just give you the definition of an enrollment conversation as I see it. An enrollment conversation is a complimentary conversation with someone where you're not getting a sample of your services. This isn't free samples that we give out like at the food court at the mall. But it's a complimentary conversation where you're connecting in with someone who's interested in working with you or who's interested in stepping into your offering, whatever they are, interested in partnering with you in one way or another, where you actually lead them into that offering. So you can use the law of adaptation here for yourself and for whatever your business and your offerings are. But as you can see, being skilled at that enrollment conversation, that's really the point, more strongly than any email that you could send out, any workshop that you could give, any Facebook post you can do, any Twitter, you know, anything you tweet. But the enrollment conversation is the most powerful way to bring someone into your offering. It's an opportunity for you to really connect deeply with your prospect and to have them feel connected to you, where together you can look at what's going on for them, where they're struggling, what they want for themselves, and then how you can help them achieve what they want. So over the course of this call and next week's training call, I'm going to be giving you an overview of best practices for your enrollment conversation. On today's call, we're going to be looking at both the energetics of the enrollment conversation as well as the process as a whole. And we might even begin to get into the mechanics of it today. We'll see how that goes. And then next week for part two, we're going to really get into some of the more nitty-gritty and the mechanics of the enrollment conversation. And my intention for each of you is through this call and next week's call, and then the homework that you do, that you walk away with not only a really strong sense of how you want to be conducting your enrollment conversations, but that you also walk away with, number one, just feeling in the right energetic mindset and soul set and heart set to be having powerful conversations, as well as a personalized script that you'll be creating for yourself. And I'll explain as we move through these two calls what I mean more by that. So in order for us to really dive in to the material, it's important for us to just take a step back and to review where we've been going so far, what we've moved through so far to get to this point in the program and to get to this subject matter and this content matter. And as I hope you've all been able to see so far, you probably have, that all of the information that you're receiving in this program, one piece builds on the next. It's really building blocks here, and one piece is holding the foundation to put the next block on, the next block on. So we started our journey together by looking at sacred purpose. And this was an opportunity for you to get really, really clear for yourself on what your work is about. And you did that by creating your soul-centered vision, your soul-centered mission, and your profile of your ideal client. So important as a broad basis and foundation for you to just be clear on how it is that you serve, why you serve, what you're brilliant at, and then who you serve. From there, we built the next block. We put the next block on, and that was about creating your brilliance-based system. So your step-by-step process of how you take people from where they are to where they want to be. And within this brilliance-based system, you included your mission, your points of brilliance, your particular processes and tools, everything in your toolkit that you use to help people. This was creating the brilliance-based system was an opportunity for you, number one, to just clarify what your process is. Number two, for you to be able to see the real value in the work that you do, and maybe to even develop that process even more. And then number three, to give you a way to begin to communicate your value to your ideal client. From the brilliance-based system, we use that as the basis, along with your sacred purpose work, to create your personalized soul-centered offerings, including your rates, the format of your offerings, but to create offerings that really make sense for you, and then to put those offerings in the context of your goals for your business when it comes specifically to income goals. From there, we moved into two very important topics. Number one, the topic of managing your time and getting clear on your beliefs around time, and then into marketing. We looked at soul-centered marketing formula, right? That formula of gap plus vision plus bridge plus call to action that you can activate in any of your copy, in any of your writing. We're going to use it in the enrollment conversation. You'll see it forms the basis of it. But we really looked at how that formula can help you communicate and really activate your ideal client. And then once we did all of that, we got to last week's training. That was a really important training in taking the next steps towards bringing in more of a client flow and a cash flow directly. And in that training call, we looked at how to invite folks into your offering. And in that call, and I want to highlight this for a moment, we really looked deeply at why and how to target individuals who would be a great match for you or who know of great matches for you, and then invite them into having an enrollment conversation with you. And that's what brings us to training on enrollment conversation. Now, if you haven't yet identified your first tier and your second tier folks, all of what we looked at last week, and have begun to send out those invitations for people to have conversations with you or come into your programming, then I highly, highly recommend that you do that. And Darcy has posted, she did it pretty soon after last week's call, some examples for you to, you know, then make your own of these first and second tier letters. These letters, this way of doing individual outreach, will enable you to have enrollment conversations, which will then enable you to bring more of your ideal client into your offerings. Now, if you haven't done this yet, no worries. You can do it this week. But if you haven't, then I want you to really ask yourself why. And again, without judgment, just in a real loving way, why haven't you stepped forward into outreach? Because that's where we're at now, right? Up until now, we've been doing sort of like behind the scenes work. We've been tilling the soil, right? But now it's really about moving from behind the scenes to out in front and to do the outreach. And if you've stayed away from doing the outreach, if you've just sort of put it aside, if you haven't yet paid much attention to it, and I know it's so easy to have those reasonable excuses, right, of I didn't have the time, or, you know, just so much was going on this week, or, you know, but I'm just not ready, whatever it is. But I really just want you to ask yourself, is that just fear? Is that fear disguising itself as a reasonable reason for not doing the outreach, to invite people to learn more about you and to connect with you and for you together to see how you could help them? Now, as you'll be learning throughout this program, and specifically when you get to your fear module, befriending your fear module, fear is part of the process of growth. 100%. It's a human nature for fear to come up when you're growing, when you're doing something different or new or putting yourself out there in a new way or going after your goals or your desires. So since fear is so normal, it's just you can expect it to be part of the process. Don't let the fear take you out of the game. Okay? See it for what it is. And give yourself permission to stretch anyway. Because growth is going to feel uncomfortable to varying degrees. It simply is. It might feel uncomfortable to send out these first and second tier invitation letters. I get it. I've been there. I promise you. I know. But if your intention is to simply avoid discomfort in your business and in your soul-centered project, then you're not going to get very far. Now, I'm not talking about breaking your back discomfort here, where you're in so much pain, where it feels so painful that you're paralyzed, you just can't do it. But a healthy stretch, a healthy dose of discomfort is par for the course. And then, of course, sending out those initial first and second tier letters is not where it ends, but from there, you really want to follow up. As we looked at last week, I won't get too much into it right now, but follow up is also part of the process. Just expect to be following up. And so if you've done all of that, chances are good that you're now getting responses from your first and second tier folks to have conversations with you. And so that's where we pick up today. And in order to have successful and effective and heart-centered and soul-centered enrollment conversations, the first place that we really need to look the first place that it's so important to work on is not the mechanics of the conversation, but the energetics of the conversation. Your mindset and your soul set, if you will. Because here's the thing. You could have the best, the absolutely most impressive script or plan in the world for an enrollment conversation, but if you're not in a mindset where you're really valuing yourself, where you're really embracing your worth and your brilliance and the brilliance of your offering and the value of your offering, that incredible script is not going to get you very far. You're either not going to be able to deliver that plan in the way that you want, or it's going to come out sounding hollow. And your prospect, they're going to know it. People are really good at sensing, excuse my language, bullshit. And if you're not feeling it, they're not going to feel it. If you're feeling icky about your rates, they're going to feel icky about your rates. If you're feeling like, I don't know about the value of this thing, I feel really weird about having a conversation with someone about inviting them into it and having them pay me for it, then your prospect is going to pick up on that, and they're going to feel that way as well. So we want to really work first on where you're at energetically and really aligning your heart, your soul, and your mind with your offering, which, of course, we've been actually working on this together since day one, right? So as you step into your enrollment conversation, you want to, first of all, remember the definition of marketing, which, again, is creating relationship and deep connection with others. So you want to go into that enrollment conversation with the intention, because remember, intentions turn into thoughts, turn into actions and how you speak, and then into results. So you want to go into that conversation with the intention of connecting deeply and creating a relationship with your prospect. Most important. That is absolutely most important here. And as part of that, you want to remember your sacred purpose. Right? You want to remember your vision and your mission and who you're meant to serve, your ideal client. You want to reconnect with your sacred purpose. By reconnecting with your sacred purpose, you can shift any energy that feels like, ugh, here I am selling, to, yes, I have this beautiful offering that can help, that can serve this person, and I'm here in my sacred purpose to offer it to them. So when you can move into that energy of serving, that's when you're able to really embrace your value. And that's how you really want to walk into this enrollment conversation, with a full embracing of your value. Now, if you're noticing that you're having trouble embracing your value, then the first thing I want you to do, again, is go back to your sacred purpose and your brilliance-based system. Your value is embedded in those pieces of content. Number two, I want you to go back to our last class, our last training call from last week, and listen and do that visualization around value that I offered you. It's meant to be done not once, that as a practice, it will really, really help you. So before we get into the next pieces of embracing your value, I want to talk about where people can get stumped in the enrollment conversation, the energetic part of it. And what's most common here is people get stumped in their fear. There's a lot of fear that can come up for entrepreneurs in that enrollment conversation. So why is the enrollment conversation so scary? Well, because, as we've been talking about, it brings up the question of value. Or it brings up the possibility of being rejected or being told that this person doesn't want what you have to offer. Or for some people, they're actually scared that their prospect is going to be annoyed with them or that they're going to look pushy or that they're going to look desperate. These are all so common. So I want you to just get a sense for yourself. What is it that you're most scared of when you think about having an enrollment conversation? What is it that scares you most? And just write that down for yourself. And I want you to ask yourself, as you look at that thing that has you most scared of having conversations with folks about your offering, how much power have you been giving to that fear? How much power have you been giving to that fear? And then I want to ask you, honestly, and this is really important, have you been giving more power to that fear of yours than to your own vision and your own goals and your own sacred purpose? Again, this is just about becoming aware. But have you been giving more power to your fear than to your desire? So this is a process of learning how to give less power to the fear and more power to your desire and to your value. And a soulful coaching principle that will really support you in doing so is not being attached to the outcome of the enrollment conversation. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that, because that term of not being attached to outcome is thrown around quite a bit. And there's a very specific way that I understand not being attached to outcome. It's something that has helped me and many of my clients immensely. So listen here. When I say you don't want to be attached to outcome in your enrollment conversation, here's what I don't mean. I don't mean that you don't care if this person signs up with you or buys from you. Of course you care, right? Of course, that's part of the reason why we're in business. We want to serve more folks for service, like we spoke about on our first call, because we want to be of service, because we want to feel significant, and because we want to create more of a salary for ourselves. So not being attached to outcome doesn't mean that you don't care, and it doesn't mean that you don't really want the person on the other end of the conversation if they're an ideal client to become your client or your customer. Of course you do. But what not being attached to outcome means is that even though you want this person to buy from you, to say yes to your service, that just because you want that, it doesn't mean that you're going to make up a story about yourself, about your worth, about your value, or about the future success of your business should that person not enroll. So this is really, really important. Because as soon as you become attached to what a non-enrollment means for you, for your value, for your business, as soon as you become attached to the story that you're making up about it, that's when things will begin to crumble. That's when it will be harder to do that outreach, invite people into calls. And that's when it becomes much more difficult to have an aligned and soul-centered and effective enrollment conversation. So I want you to just check in for yourself. Have you been making up stories about yourself or your potential for success or your value when people say no? Or when you just think about the possibility of people saying no, and how has that been standing in your way? So I want you to begin to practice not being attached to outcome. So key for the enrollment conversation to work as you want it to. Now, the next piece that I want to point out about the enrollment conversation is that it's a very likely, if you've got a money story that is very strong and rooted in limiting belief or fear, it's very likely that your money story is coming into play in your enrollment conversation. And when your money story is activated in an enrollment conversation, it will naturally activate your prospect's money conversation. Right? Because it doesn't take much for any of us to have our money story triggered, unfortunately. So as you approach the enrollment conversation, you want to make sure that you're really in check with your money story. And when I say in check with your money story, I mean that you're really in the process of and stepping into creating a new money story for yourself. A money story that is not limiting and one that allows you to really embrace and own and claim your value and then communicate it effectively and confidently and soulfully to others. So this is where we come back to value. Value is so embedded into your money story. So we don't have time in this program to get real deep into money story, though I do work very deeply in other programs with this. But I do want to just begin to move you into it a little bit as the background for having a powerful enrollment conversation. And what I'd like for you to do now is, as a way of just becoming aware of your money story, I want you to take a moment and write down for yourself, jot down for yourself, what did you learn or not learn about money and how money works and how it functions in your life or doesn't function in your life or how much of it there is or isn't. But what did you learn from your mother about money? What is it that your mom passed down to you about money and beliefs about money? And just take, I'll give you about 30 seconds right now, just take a moment to get clear there for yourself. Just take another moment with that. Real honestly looking at what you learned from your mom about money. And then the next question that you want to ask yourself and get clear on is, what did you learn from your father or your father figure about money and how money works and how you hold on or don't hold on to money or how much access you personally have to money or what needs to be done to make money? What did you learn from your father or your father figure about that? And then what did you learn from society? So from your teachers or your peers or your friends or your religion or your larger community, what have you learned about money from society, from community, from friends? What was passed down to you, for better or worse, through those funnels, through those pathways? Just take a few moments with that. And now that you've begun to create awareness there, I want you to create even more awareness for yourself on this topic. And as you look at what you've jotted down around what you learned from your mother, your father, society, I want you to get clear on, like, what is, if you could name one of your top limiting beliefs around money that's been operating for you and in your business, what is that belief? What is that limiting belief about money? And no matter how developed you are around money, no matter how much money you've made, no matter how much you've developed personally, I promise you there's more to work on when it comes to money, because again, money is a currency of value. We're all working every day on embracing our value more and more. So if you don't see a limiting belief in what you've jotted down, look a little further. What's your number one? What's right now one of your top limiting beliefs that's been operating for you in your business, in your life? And just write it out. Just allow yourself to see it without beating up on yourself, but just so that you can create awareness. beautiful. So now that you can see that limiting belief, just take a moment to connect in on how that limiting belief might be playing into your enrollment conversations. How is this limiting belief seeping in to your enrollment conversations, or if you haven't had enrollment conversations, as you envision those enrollment conversations? I want you to just be really clear for yourself how that belief is lurking and becoming part of the fiber and the fabric of those enrollment conversations. I want you to become aware so that we can begin to take it out of the conversation for you. So notice that for yourself. And then finally, for now that you're seeing that, what's the new belief around money that you'd like to step into, particularly when it comes to preparing for your enrollment conversations? What's the money story that you want to be present and fully activated for yourself in your enrollment conversation? And so part one of your homework is to post the old limiting belief as well as then the new belief on Ning. And then from there, my high coach's request for you is that you connect in with your new money belief on a daily basis. However makes the most sense for you. You can post it on your refrigerator, by your computer, or repeat it in the shower, whatever it is. But at least for the next 2 weeks, I want you to really connect in with this new money belief that you would like to be stepping into. Now, when you really embrace your value, and when you can be in alignment with a money story that serves you, then what that enables you to do in your enrollment conversation is to be a guide and a leader in the conversation. And I want you to write that down. It's subtle, but this is really important, because what can so often happen, what I've seen happen for many people, is that you lose control of the enrollment conversation and it goes off in directions that don't serve. And when I say don't serve, I mean first and foremost that they actually don't serve your prospect. It's just besides the point. And then it doesn't serve you in holding space for this prospect to make a decision about how they want to move forward with you. So this is really important. During those conversations, your job, as I said, is not to give free samples, is not to coach someone through the conversation. It's to guide. It's to guide them to a choice that is going to be right for them. And they are, whether you believe it or not, they are actually looking to you to lead the conversation. They may come in with their fear and the resistance, and it may seem like, you know, they don't want you to be the leader, but your job is to actually hold space and lead that individual through the conversation so that they can make the very best choice for themselves. Okay, so that's what I want to share today around your energy and the energetics behind the call. I'm sure that there's a lot of thoughts that are being stirred up so far, but I want to just talk, I want to take us a little bit further into this, and then we'll open up for sharing and questions and coaching and all of that. So taking everything that we've looked at together so far, I want you to write down for yourself a commitment, almost like a commitment mantra for yourself, or just a short phrase or a sentence of, but what do you want to commit to when it comes to enrollment conversation? And you, before you write that down, I want to tell you, because there's a lot of different ways of looking at enrollment conversation, but I want to just tell you a little bit more about what I see in an enrollment conversation. An enrollment conversation is not about convincing someone to work with you or forcing them or prodding them or pleading with them. It's not about getting them to act quickly. It's not about placing pressure on them. Those tactics sometimes work, but generally, truly, they don't. And for those of us that are soul-centered and see our businesses as sacred, it's not really in alignment to do any of those things. And I'm going to take you step by step on how not to do those things in an enrollment conversation. But what I really see as valuable in an enrollment conversation is, again, to create space to connect with your prospect in just real, held, compassionate atmosphere, to review with them what it is that's not working, what it is that they want, and how you can help them. So I want you to write out, what's a new commitment for yourself when it comes to enrollment conversation? What is it that you are committing to? Good. So the process that I'm going to teach you is a process that I learned from one of my mentors. Her name is Heather Dominick, and she has very lovingly given me permission to share it, as well as what I share is pieces of her process with my own pieces built in, and my perspectives and new material into it built in. But I do really like to honor my mentors and where pieces of information come from. So I'm very grateful to her. And the process that I'm going to be teaching you is a two-conversation process. So it's a process, an enrollment conversation or enrollment process that actually consists of two conversations. A first initial conversation, and then a follow-up conversation. Now, this two-call process or this two-conversation process may not make sense for each of you, for the work that you do, or for the investment that people are making when they step into an offering with you. So, again, I just really invite you to activate the law of adaptation. And if you want to combine this process into a one-conversation process, if that is just what makes more sense for your business, then absolutely do that. But you'll be seeing that in this two-part process. Part one, what you're really doing is taking folks in conversation through the soul-centered marketing formula. You're going to be activating gap, activating vision, showing how you're the bridge, and then making your call to action. And I'll be explaining to you how to do each of those things. And then call two is the call, or part two of the process is where you actually more directly, you know, the prospect is going to make a decision. And in the second part of the process, that's where resistance may come up. So this is also very important. I'm going to be reminding you of this over and over again, but I want you to really get this now. It's really important. just like we've looked at earlier in the call today, that your fear is part of the process of growth, and you can just count on that. Well, just like that, a lot of the times resistance, which is really just a form of fear, resistance is going to be part of the process of the enrollment conversation. Your prospect may have some resistances, i.e. fears to signing up with you or stepping into an offering with you, particularly if your rate is, you know, if it's a higher investment. So in that second call or that second part of the enrollment process, that's where the resistance is most likely to come up, and we're going to be looking at ways of how to work with that. But so that's the overview. It's really like a two-part process that we're going to be looking at the mechanics of. And where it starts is actually before your first conversation. So resistance can actually start even before somebody gets on the phone with you. And what I hear from many people is, I don't get it. Somebody signed up for a consultation with me, and then right before the consultation, they sent me an email and they didn't show up. Or they didn't send an email or a call at all. They just didn't show up. And, you know, why? Like, what did I do wrong? What happened? Well, you probably didn't do anything wrong, although we're going to look at ways right now of correcting that phenomena. But just so you know, that's resistance at play. That's fear at play, right? So once we accept that resistance is part of the enrollment process, then we can begin to work on ways to maybe not walk straight in to the resistance, right? And to help our prospect not walk straight into the resistance. So one way of doing this is before you even get to the enrollment conversation, once you have your enrollment conversation time set and scheduled, what I like to do and what the team does routinely is 24 hours before that conversation, we send an email, a very short email out to the prospect, reminding them of the date and the time of the call, letting them know how excited either myself or if Darcy is having the conversation, how excited we are to be able to connect with them, reminding them that, you know, we are asking them to put aside 45 minutes or so of their time in a quiet place so that we really have that time to connect, and just basically confirming. That confirmation and that communication of excitement and looking forward and reminding the prospect of the value of just having that conversation can really help upend any resistance to even showing up for that first enrollment conversation. I mean, is it true that some people will still slip through those cracks? Absolutely, but it really helps to have that confirmation, and I highly recommend that you do that as you're beginning to set up enrollment conversations. Awesome. So the next thing that I want to talk about when it comes to enrollment conversation, and this is something that you're going to want to be paying a lot of attention to next week, is that I highly recommend, particularly if you're new to having enrollment conversations or enrollment conversations that are successful, that you really want to be working from a script. Now, when I say script, obviously you're not just reading word for word from a script. I'm going to teach you how to create a script next week, but you're having a conversation with someone, so it's not exactly a script. You can think of it more as like a plan for how you're going to lead and direct the enrollment conversation with some places of particular wording for the conversation. But the reason why this is so important is because, again, if you don't have this, number one, chances are you might stray and you're going to end up not leading or guiding the call. You'll sort of get just taken away by wherever the waves of the call want to go. But the other piece is it'll give you an opportunity to have some examples of languaging in front of you that will help you really guide your prospect and make it really effective and get down into deep nooks and crannies if that's appropriate for you. And that is our call for today. It has been an absolute joy to be here with you today and to share this material with you. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope that you do your homework. I hope that you stay on track. And I can't wait until we connect again. Have a wonderful day.